Okay, it's Coast 93.1. Yes, we will be ready to give away the Chromebook and the last chance at the $500 study space upgrade from Jordan's Furniture, the back-to-school brain buster quiz. First, your completely irrational but very real fears. Have you two thought? Well, because what happened was I was at the gym, and my trainer happens to be Kelly's nephew's, like, best friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he totally threw his buddy under the bus. And
this
I was like,
so awesome.
Kelly, did you know Justin has this crazy fear? And she said, no. And I was like, oh, my God, wait till you hear. Because he's like a muscular fit.
Oh, yeah. He's a trainer out in, like, he worked at Duke
University.
College
trainer.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Now he's at University of Texas. Like, he's a big deal.
He's a guy.
Like, yeah, he's a. But him and I are a lot alike.
Apparently.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skittishness runs in the family.
Oh, my God.
Because Justin is terrified of birds.
Oh, Justy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, all birds?
Silas explained to me, and I'm saying that so that Justin knows who threw him onto the bus, who ratted him out. Apparently, like, if he sees a bird, there was one time when a butterfly flew by his face.
Stop it.
He freaked out. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. There was another time at a zoo when they went, he didn't see the lurking, disturbing peacock.
Oh.
Well, those freak
like
anybody out.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
No.
Those
and there was
like
there was
vicious.
A line of people. They were in the line and they were walking along. And all of a sudden, Silas said, "Oh, look, Justin," and pointed at the peacock. Justin saw it, fell backwards, knocked three people over, put his fists up like he was going to fight it, and ran.
Oh my God!
What?
This is great. Oh, I can't wait to send him a text.
Right?
This is amazing. Yeah. Yep. See, maybe it's an animal thing. Yeah, I don't trust animals either.
You don't trust any animals?
Not really. I don't trust them. No.
Well, you're so easily startable. It's not surprising.
And their faces, sometimes they like look like humans. And I'm like, why are you? I don't know. I just don't trust their intentions. Animals
just trust their intentions.
They have intentions and I'm not sure what they are. And they can't communicate. I don't speak their language. And so I'm like, what are you thinking? You know, like you're... No, I don't trust their intentions. Exactly. What's going on in that brain of yours?
You don't trust a peacock's intentions.
Absolutely not. That peacock is coming for me. It knows. It smells. What?
Goose.
Animals smell
goose,
fear.
Those things come for you. Those things will attack.
Yep.
And they'll poke anything.
No.
I just wanted to see if I'd startle her.
No. Nope. No.
Jeez,
I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
No. So animals.
But this is like a peaceful sound. To this is like
down.
So yeah,
until
they
raptors.
Swoop down and like gouge your eyeball out and take it and rip it from your face.
Did you like watch the birds with him when you
Seriously.
Were babysitting when he was
Alfred
a kid
Hitchcock,
or something?
Yeah.
No.
What are you? Where did you come from?
That's Justin. That's actual audio clip of Kelly's nephew.
That's great.
Yep. Here's Justin at the zoo.
What are you? Where did you come from?
You're completely real, but completely irrational fear. Oh, Todd's got to go on TV.
Oh,
hurry
up.
Hurry up. Get her over there. 79 Coast, 792-6278. Well, you're going to get mixed up with the people. We've already got a list of people on hold.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And then I promise we will do the Chromebook. Okay, I promise. Let me see. Savannah, go ahead.
So I am absolutely drop dead, terrified, horrified of frogs.
Frogs.
Oh.
It could be the smallest, cutest little frog. I will scream, cry, throw a tantrum. I don't want it near me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you encounter frogs often?
Yeah.
Really? I haven't seen many frogs in my life.
At a campground, so it's
every day. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, does this cripple you?
Oh. But.
All right, thanks, Savannah.
Have a great day.
Hi, Coast. Who's this?
Hi, this is Patrick Davis.
Hi, Patrick. What are you unreasonably afraid of?
What am I unreasonably afraid of? Creepy, crawly little spiders. Not the big ones.
Only the little ones.
The little
guys?
That's it.
Wait, like, so...
The big one's fine, but the little one's not.
Yeah.
huh, I feel like they travel in packs.
So it's not the size, it's right. the volume of them.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Okay. A little army of spiders.
Yep.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Funny.
Thanks.
Heather, good morning.
Hi.
Your completely real but completely ridiculous fear.
Okay, so this summer, for the very first time in my life, I planted a garden, and I was so proud of myself and so excited until one day I went to the garden, and the cucumbers were so large, they literally scared me.
What?
I'm not kidding. I didn't go back to the garden because I felt like they were getting abnormally large. They look
Are you sure they weren't zucchini?
I'm positive they weren't zucchini because I didn't plant zucchini. But I didn't harvest any of the rest of my vegetables, and I never went back to it. I just let
just left the garden to rot.
They're probably delicious.
What's that?
They were probably delicious.
Probably, but you know, I'll never know because.
That's hilarious. The cucumbers got too big and I was afraid of them.
Man, I just feel like we should be friends.
Well, like too quick. Like all of a sudden it was like, you know, normal cucumbers, yay.
Right.
And then the next day it was like, we're coming to eat you.
Mine's bigger than that.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, my cucumber. It's bigger.
Yeah. Eva, would you be afraid of that?
We're good with the cucumber.
Okay.
You can have all of them then.
Oh my God. Thank you, Heather.
Okay. Have a good day, guys. Love you.
Bye. Bye. Love you. Hi, Coast. Who's this?
This is Kristen.
Kristen, you're totally unreasonable, but real fear.
Yes. I would probably say mice that were killed in the mice trap.
That's not unreasonable.
No,
that's
gross.
That's disgusting.
Nope. That's gross.
Nope.
I don't want to see it. Like, and I don't want to touch it, but everybody tells me I have to get it out of the trap.
What?
Oh, why?
Who do you says have, that?
Do you have any males in the house?
Yeah, I've got two.
Okay,
break
I know
up
this
with them.
Sounds kind of, this probably sounds yeah. makes me sound like dated and sexist, but that's a but man needs to step up to his duty.
Don't you're not dated. The man needs to do it, and if he doesn't, tell him to hit the bricks. Are you kidding me?
He who found it first gets it.
No,
he who found it. What is finders keepers?
No, I called Jay at work. I'm like, you need to come home right now.
Right.
Yeah.
No. Finders lose the dead mouse, and I don't want to touch it. And I don't want to look at him. So.
No. Just put a sheet
it's
over
all
it until
squished
someone
comes and gross.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
You know what you do? You don't tell him that you found it.
Yes.
You just tell him to get something that's near it.
Yes.
Then you go, oh my God. Oh, well, you found it.
How did I not see that?
Finders keepers.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, guys.
You want to go on our Facebook page? We got the topic up there. You're really afraid of it, but it's totally ridiculous, and you acknowledge that.
Welcome to my world, people.